and that is a report by John Hall on the budget.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, and members of the board. This is the second quarter budget summary. Before I start that, let me note something I put at each of your desks there. A copy of, this is our, the final version of our CAFR, of our Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. We went through all this and introduced and explained this back in the January meeting, but now it's all been bound, and I wanted you all to have a copy of the final version of that. So that's what that is. And as we look at the second quarter budget report, again, halfway through the year now, and you received in your package just some explanations. There was nothing significantly remarkable about it. It's pretty consistent in some cases with what we expect. Although revenues for the quarter, you can see that revenues were up about $900,000. Halfway through the year, you saw in the explanations attributed to a couple of things. Additional water sales that we did, actually primarily the short-term water sales, which were really a rate difference. We originally, you may have remembered, we had water sales back when we did the budgeting. Short-term, it was only like $6 an acre foot based on the old approach and policy that we had back then. Now short-term water is sold at nearly $40 an acre foot. And so that attributed to a lot of the revenue increase, and then also interest income was higher than we anticipated. We're pretty conservative when we budget interest income, and our reserve balances and the interest rates are a little bit higher than the reserve balances were higher. So that's why revenues are up for the first two quarters, really this quarter in particular, and of course they're up for the year to date, $1.6 million. On expense side, our expenses are under by about the same amount for the quarter, $891,000. Some of that is timing that we will probably catch up a little bit, but then we're probably going to have some expense savings as we normally have throughout the year. That was noted in the write-up. So, and you can see year to date, our expenses are about $1.3 million. Under this particular point. And then our project expenditures are basically right about on track, and capital outlays a little bit under also. Capital outlays, the purchase of vehicles and equipment, and some of that really is timing in that particular case. As we try to, when we're putting the quarterly budget together, we try to match the timing, but sometimes in those things we do them in different periods than we had anticipated. So, and then down far bottom, capital projects, the second to last line, we can see we're right on track with what we projected our expenditures to be at this particular point on the project side. You can see we spent year-to-date column about $3.5 million out of a total budgeted amount of about almost $8.5 million. So it's just a little bit less than about pretty close to halfway through the year. It's about on the track that we expect. You see the ending reserve balance at the end of, again, halfway through the year, this is February 28th, was nearly $40 million, $39.5 million. On our budget, we assumed that we would have about $26 million at the end of the year. That's at the end of the fiscal year, August 31. We probably will be above that. I would anticipate we'll be a little bit above that when we get done there, because we will have some additional, we'll make a little more revenues, probably a little lower expenses and things like that. But the way our cash flow works, we bill out a lot of our water revenues and stuff early in the year, the first half of the year, and then spend it down over the course of the year. So that's why it's $39.5 million at this point, halfway through the year. But it will go down to 30 or a little bit below $30 million by the end of the year is what we anticipate. Any questions on any of the items? That just report on no actions.
No other questions, John. We'll move on.